So it's done, then? It's Pippa's voice. Anne gives a small gasp as Pippa steps from behind a rock. With the magic no longer wild, the glamour has begun to fade. Atop her curls, the flower crown is now freshly in bloom, but Pippa is not the Pippa we have known and loved. The creature before us is changing, the teeth a bit jagged, the skin thinner, showing the faint blue of her veins. And her eyes, they've gone a muddled white with pinpricks of black. "Why are you looking at me that way?" she asks, fearful. None of us can answer. "It's done, but I'm still here," she says. She smiles, but the effect is chilling. "It's time to leave us, Pip," I say softly. "To let go."
"No!"
she wails like a wounded animal, and I feel as if my heart shall break.
"Please, I don't want to go. Not yet. Please don't leave me. Please, Fee."
Felicity's crying.
"I'm sorry, Pip. You promised you'd never leave me. You promised."
She wipes her tears with her arm.
"You'll be sorry for this."
"Pippa!" Felicity calls, but it's too late. She's left us, running for the only place that will shelter her. Someday we will meet again, not as friends, but as enemies. "I couldn't use the magic to keep her here. You understand, don't you?" Felicity won't look at me.
"I'm tired of this place. I want to go home."
She marches off down the mountain till she's lost in the colourful smoke of the incense pots. Anne slips her hand into mine. It is her way of saying that she forgives me, and I'm grateful for it. I can only hope that Felicity will also forgive me in time.
"Look, Lady Hope," Asher calls.
Across the river, I see them. Thousands crossing over to the world beyond this one, ready at last to make that journey. They stream past us, oblivious. They want only their rest. I hope against hope that I shall see Bessie Timmons and May Sutter among their number, but I do not. They've reached the Winterlands then, as Pippa will soon. But that is another fight for another day.
"Lady Hope!"
I turn and see Nell Hawkins waving dreamily to me from the shore. She is as I remember her from my visions, a tiny, happy thing. I feel a stab of remorse. My hands will forever be stained by the blood of Nell Hawkins. Have I done the right thing? Will there be others to follow?
"I'm sorry," I say. "You cannot keep things caged," she answers. "Goodbye, Lady Hope."
With that, she wades into the river, goes under, and emerges on the other side, walking toward the orange sky until I do not see her at all. The Gorgon waits for us in the river.
"Shall I take you to the garden, Most High?" she asks.
"Gorgon, I release you from your bondage to the Order," I say. "You are free, as I suspect you have been since the magic was first loose." The snakes dance upon her head.
"Thank you," the Gorgon replies. "Shall I take you to the garden?"
"Did you hear? You are free."
"Yes, choice. It is a fine thing. And I choose to take you back, Most High."
We float downstream on the Gorgon's back. Already the air feels lighter. Things are changing. I cannot say how or what form they shall take eventually, but the change is the thing. It is what makes me feel that all things are possible. The forest folk have gathered on the shore below the caves of size. They line the riverbank as we pass. Phelon hops up on a rock, shouting at me.
"We shall expect our payment, priestess. Do not forget."
I clasp my hands together and bow, as I have seen Asher do. Phelon returns the gesture. We are at peace, for now. I cannot say how long the peace shall last.
"You tried to warn me about Miss Moore, didn't you?"
I ask the Gorgon once we are on the open river. Above us, white clouds spread out in grainy streaks, like sugar spilled across the floor of the sky.
"I knew her once by another name."
"You must know a great deal,"
I say. The Gorgon's hiss comes out as a sigh.
Some day, when there is time, I shall tell you stories of the days past.
Do you miss them? I ask.
They are but days my people lived, she says. I am looking forward to the days to come.
Father's room is dark as a tomb when I finally return home. He sleeps fitfully on sweat-drenched sheets. It is the first time I will use the magic since binding it. I pray I shall make better use of it. The first time I tried to heal him, but I've come to think it doesn't work that way. I cannot use the magic to control another. I cannot make him whole. I can only guide him. I place my hand over his heart.
Find your courage, Father. Find your will to fight. It is there still, I promise you.
His breathing grows less laboured. His brow smooths. I think I even see a hint of a smile. Perhaps it is only the light. Perhaps it is the power of the realms at work through me. Or perhaps it is some combination of spirit and desire, love and hope, some alchemy that we each possess and can put to use if we first know where to look without flinching.